Markkanen. Up and in. Wow.
Shocking.
Jazz by one with the ball. Olynyk, the only starter yet to score for Utah. Go back in on Levine. Rolls, passes out. Touch it. Over to Markkanen for three. Around and out. Tapped out by Vanderbilt by one. Markkanen catch and shoot. Up and in.
Downtown bucket.
Quarter on a 10-3 run.
Markkanen. Deep.
The bull. Markkanen runs. The trailer is Beasley. He'll put the ball down on the floor. Kick it. Markkanen plant
it.
Another three. Up and in.
19 for the finisher.
You know, this is a team that was.
Larry gets in there, gets a good dunk. Timeout. Timeout, Bulls.
Based on the defender.
Markkanen.
Splash. 27.
For the finisher. Vucevic turned three. No. Tapped out. Jazz get an offensive rebound.
Markkanen again. Same spot.
From Alexander Walker, Lauri Markkanen makes the second one count.
He's a good.
Lauri Markkanen was terrific for the Utah Jazz last night, and the Bulls win against the Jazz. Welcome in to Cap'n Jay Hood here on ESPN 1000, streaming on the ESPN Chicago app with David Kaplan, Jonathan Hood with you. We got Shay, we got Charlie. Still to come, we'll have Worst Weekends coming up at 9:35 right here on Chicago's Home for Sports. Cap and I got a chance to watch the Bulls and the Jazz last night. The Bulls win 114-107. Bulls are now 9-11 on the season through the first 20 games.
I think Markkanen just hit another three, but get him out of town, Cap. That guy's terrible. He can't play. He was 20. What'd they draft him at? 19?
Mm-hmm.
Everyone wants everything automatic. Patrick Williams stinks. And then you see him make a spectacular play, and you go, where's that all the time? He's 21. He played 17 games last year. Again, there's no guarantee he's going to make it. There's no guarantee Lowry was going to make it. He got out of here. You and I were texting during the game. You spoke to someone who played for the Jazz, who's one of their broadcasters.
Mm-hmm. Thurl Bailey.
Thurl Bailey, the guy who was standing on the rim, standing on it, when they won it at NC State over Houston.
Mm-hmm.
He's celebrating with the net, and he's standing on top of the basket. He's 6'10", 6'11". And what did he tell you about how motivated Lauri Markkanen was to shove it up our you-know-what?
Well, I texted my friend Thurl Bailey, and I said, Thurl, is Markkanen's going for 50, huh? Question mark. He texts back, if he's going to try, I got to go look at my phone, but it's like, if he can, he'll try. He's
against
motivated.
You guys.
Against you guys, he's motivated.
Right.
Oh, I would imagine so. And I know that sounds strange for some people that watch the league, because it's like, Lauri Markkanen, he played for Cleveland, and now he's with Utah. Why is he still bitter? Because Lauri Markkanen felt like he could be able to do something with this Bulls team. But again, it's about patience. Let's talk about it in perspective, though. Mm-hmm. You're mad and you're disappointed that the Bulls didn't stick with this young player in Markkanen, a guy that was a number seven pick originally with Minnesota in 2017.
Yeah, they picked him and gave him to us draft night.
Yes.
That was part of the Butler trade.
Yes.
I'm not mad that we got rid of him. Let me be clear. What I'm disappointed in is that at age 20, 19, he stinks, bad pick, terrible, can't play. And then we see a guy who, how old is he now, Shay? 24? Maybe 25.
Mm-hmm.
The oldest.
He's 25.
Okay. He's playing really well. Really well. He had 32 last night. He had 38 the other night. Like, made seven threes. We're starved for perimeter shooting. Be nice to have a guy 7 feet tall knocking down seven threes. Did you see him put the ball on the deck, go down the middle of the lane, dunk like he was trying to rip the rim down? Be nice to have a long, lengthy talent like that at age 25. But hell no, not in this town. Got to run him out.
Well, here for perspective, again, this organization with Carter, Chauvis, and Eversley would have Markkanen in the mix. They wouldn't give up on him because he's a European player. That's one thing, because Carter Chauvis, he worked with Jokic. So I'm thinking that he'd see Markkanen and say, okay, let's work with the young man. You know that was a different regime.
Yeah, but didn't AK, isn't he the one that got rid of it?
Well, I mean, he wasn't playing well. And because he thought that, well, here, let's
fresh start.
Yeah, well, let's just rewind the tape. because when we look at Markkanen, you saw him leaking confidence when he's with the Bulls toward the end. Was he not?
He was.
He was screwed up because of the coaching and that front office of Garn Pax. Was he not?
Correct.
Okay, so, I mean, just when we saw him, he was not a good player. And again, I thought he was not coached properly. But for some, the light comes on later than others. Mm-hmm. Yeah, would Markkanen be great on this team? The way he's shooting the basketball? Yes. I told you last night when I talked to you, Cap, I said, I've seen the Jazz play 5 times. I was so impressed the way they move the ball. I don't know if it's analytics fueled or what, but this Jazz team is playing like I've never seen before as far as their ball movement. Normally, you see them dump it in the post, kick it out, in the post, inside. But this team was moving it around, and they're shooting well from the perimeter. I said, that's a different Jazz team that I'm used to seeing.
Now, they don't have Mike Conley right now, their floor leader. He's injured. They thought this was a rebuild. That's why they traded away Gobert, Donovan Mitchell. Yeah. We'll get a high pick, maybe get lucky and get top pick and get Victor Wembanyama, who everyone's trying to tank for. Lauri Markkanen came in the league at age 20, played 68 games, played almost 30 minutes, averaged 15 a game. He was coached by Hoiberg, right?
I think Hoiberg originally, and then?
Then it was Boylan. Okay, and then they got rid of him after the 2020-2021 season. So that would have been Billy.
Okay, new regime.
Correct.
They were moving players out that was, quote-unquote, guaranteed time. The Gaffords, guys like that. It's like, okay, these guys were not coached properly. They were trying to get rid of the bad habits guys because they want to be able to have a future and have players now. That was a win-now mentality from Karnachovas and Eversley.
Correct.
For making all those wholesale changes.
So they cut his minutes. Yes.
Okay.
They cut his minutes down to 25.8 a game. Scoring dropped down to 13.6. Get out. He goes to Cleveland. He went up a little bit to 14.8, but he started playing 31 minutes a game. Now he's playing 34 minutes a game. He's averaging over 22 a game, and he's knocking down threes at a almost 39% clip at 7 feet tall.
I know that you say this is a guy that the Bulls could use now because they gave up on him too soon.
Mm-hmm.
But, Cap, look who he was coached by. Charlie, does that make any sense to you? Like, he did not have the confidence to shoot the basketball in the Bulls system at the time that he was here.
That seemed like it was one of the least conducive environments to a young player's success at that point. Like, they really seemed to have no ability to instill confidence in a player like him.
And it's a choice, though, Cap. Again, we can't do revisionist history here. With Billy Donovan in this regime, it's about win now. Whatever you think that is, we'll get to this piece in a moment from The Ringer. But it's about win now. They get rid of all those young players and say, let's have some guys that are veteran players that can help us win today. That's why they made the Vucevic trade. Haphazardly, but they made the trade. They've lost the trade, the Bulls.
So far.
I mean, Wendell Carter Jr., what would you rather have now in that spot? I mean, he is really developing with
Orlando.
Don't
forget, Franz Wagner was used with that pick, too.
And two number ones. Sylvie's been on this. I gave him his flowers before I went away on vacation. Sylvie thought it was an overpay. To this point in time, Sylvie's been right.
But it was about trying to get veteran players, which I have no problem with it because Billy works well with veteran players.
He does.
I get it. But I want to go to this piece because you read it and I read it as well from TheRinger.com, which was amazing, saying that the Bulls are a disappointing team. You have the title in front of you. Like the Ringer has this piece entitled, "The Bulls are the NBA's most depressing team. Chicago has backed itself into a corner and possibly the worst situation in the entire league," written by Michael Pena. Cap, when I read this, when it says the window that cracked open after DeRozan was acquired is closed. If any team in the entire league should tank, it's this one. The first round pick they owe to the Magic in next year's draft is top four protected. It goes on to say that Lonzo Ball's body is broken. Patrick Williams rarely closes games and is yet to make a major statistical improvement from his rookie year. And then they talk about Carter is straight up better than Vucevic right now.
You read the title,
yeah.
But it also says possibly the worst, let that sink in again, the worst NBA situation in the entire league.
Disagree. Totally disagree. The Bulls are not in the worst position in the league. They are not. Now, if you feel like they're stuck, you could say that because Cap and I have been on this a ton. They did not get enough shooting to be able to support what's going on. The Bulls are terrific in as far as twos, but as far as you know, mid-range shots, they can get it done with DeRozan. But threes, they don't have enough shooting to be able to take on the upper echelon in the league.
Okay, so if your phone rang, you are in the Bulls front office. We want DeRozan. It's a contender, thinks he puts him over the top. You doing it?
Can't.
Why?
Because then I won't make the playoffs. There is value to you.
I don't know if you're making the playoffs anyway.
The Bulls will make the playoffs this year.
I'm not convinced of that.
You want to bet on that?
Yeah.
Sandwich bet Waddle.
Now, are we calling the play-in game, play-in tournament, the playoffs? Because that, to me, that's not.
That's playoffs too now. That's postseason, pal.
No, you have to win the play-in tournament to get to the playoffs.
They've built out so you can be in the top 10.
No, top six are in, and then the winner of the two play-in teams.
The Bulls are going to be in that top 10. How about that? They'll make the playoffs.
That's not the playoffs. The play-in tournament is not the playoffs. Play in is to play into the playoffs.
The Bulls will play into the playoffs.
So you say they'll make the top eight.
They will be
after the play-in.
Yep.
You're on.
Why can't the Bulls be in that spot?
Because they don't shoot it well enough.
Well, the one thing for sure, if you need a nice two, they got that for you.
Yeah, they got the mid-range game. This isn't 1981.
The Bulls didn't take threes last season and still finished about average as far as shots at the rim last year, according to this piece.
Okay, what if somebody offered you a legitimate deal? We'll take DeRozan right now.
Well, if you do that, Captain, then that's it. Then, but see, then you've got this big LaVine contract. If you're going to trade someone, that's the guy. If you're going to do that. Because
right.
Look, you have LaVine and DeRozan as your top two scorers. If you're trying to trade one of those guys, and this is done, you're not winning anything after that.
Oh, no. If you made a move and moved DeMar,
it's over.
It's over.
Either one of those
guys. And then if
you
did that, you move Vooch.
See, DeRozan's supposed to be a Laker. And
DeRozan
with the Bulls.
Told the story. He went to bed. I'm a Laker. He woke up in the morning. Lakers didn't make an offer. What?
Right.
What do you mean? The Lakers are going in a different direction. Chicago's your only option right now at the money they're offering. $80 million or whatever they get. $85 million.
I love him.
All right. I'll take it.
Yeah.
And he likes it. He's been great.
Yes. But the idea that the Bulls should tank. Well, if you're going to do that, then you start moving these assets off, and then what are you? I'd rather be Oklahoma City in that regard, where I've got a bushel basket of picks. I could do whatever I want with it, right? But with the Bulls, I mean, they are what they are, Cap, because you didn't get enough scoring, shooting.
That's on Arturas and Eversley, 100%. Billy can only coach the roster he's given. We all knew, every show here screamed, they don't shoot it well enough. Who'd they add? Drummond?
Yeah.
Solid signing.
Dragic
as a backup point guard because they knew Lonzo Ball was having knee issues that we reported before anyone on this show.
Yep.
That he was not going to be healthy, that there was real concern that every time he ramped it back up, he felt pain going up the stairs, let alone working out. So they did nothing to address perimeter shooting. And you go look at Milwaukee, and I know we beat them for the first time in 5 years up there the other day.
Mm-hmm.
Go look at Milwaukee. Connaughton on one wing, Grayson Allen on another, Chris Middleton, Drew Holiday. They could fill it up.
It's like Noah's Ark. They got two of everything on
and
that
we
team.
Don't have any of that.
So, and again, we like the win against Utah because that was a come-from-behind victory. That was solid, which we'll talk about. But we want to get your thoughts. And, Shay, let's open the phone lines on this because we haven't heard from Bulls fans in a minute. We're through 20 games of the season. The Bulls are 9-11. So is the ringer right? Would the Bulls be better off in tanking this year away? 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776 is our phone number. Bulls fans, we want to get your thoughts on that. We're through 20 games. What do you see from the Chicago Bulls? Your phone call's next on Chicago's home.
Cap and Jay Hood, mornings.
ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app.
It's the Cap and Jay Hood Morning Show here on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. With you till 10, and it'll be Greeny from 10 to noon. It'll be Carmen Yurko at noon, Waddle and Sylvie at 2, Black and Abdallah at 6, right into Freddie and Fitzsimmons, all part of the mix right here on Chicago's Home for Sports, ESPN 1000. Talk to you about the Bulls. Would you stop feuding with Sylvie?
I'm not feuding with Sylvie. I love Sylvie. He and I are in a good place.
What about this text chain that's right in front of me here?
Right. So he just texted me. He said, first of all, you said, or as he did, since Vooch was averaging 24.5 with Orlando in his final season there, he's now averaging 10 points less per game. Talk about quick regression in three seasons.
Mm-hmm.
The difference is he was on a terrible Orlando team where he was an all-star.
He was the guy.
The guy.
Yeah.
And he now has to play with two premier scorers in DeRozan and LaVine. So you're going to get less opportunities, 100%. So some of the point decline is for that reason. Sylvie, he's been leaving points out there. It's been a steady decline. And I said, I agree. He was solid last night, but he missed some looks. He has to convert. He then says to me, and I completely disagree, and this is why we need to do the FU podcast.
Yes.
You hated the Quintana deal, Cap. This trade was worse. Quintana did more for the Cubs, Cap. And the Quintana deal was far worse. Far worse.
Than because the Vucevic deal?
Yes.
Okay.
Because you had few assets and you were trying to win the World Series and you squandered him on as mediocre a pitcher as you could get. Mediocre. Vooch is not a mediocre player. He's a solid player.
He's a solid player, but he has picadillos. He has issues.
Yeah.
Like for a big guy, he scored 16 points. You didn't get to the foul line? I mean, again, I'm not taking anything away from the win because the reason why the Bulls won is because they finally did what Stacey King asked, and that was go inside out. Imagine that against this Jazz defense if you go inside. They tried to shoot around the Jazz and didn't work until the fourth quarter, right?
Yes.
They did not drive the lane and try to draw fouls.
Who's
and slow
the Jazz?
No, the Bulls.
Bulls scored 56 points in the paint.
It was toward the end, I'm saying. They didn't do it enough. That's why they were behind for the first three quarters.
And they missed some open looks, and Markkanen was out of his mind in the first half.
Yeah.
But they got the ball inside more last night than we've seen. 56 points in the paint, that is, boy, if they could be at that number all the time, that's a high number. But getting the mid to high 40s, and they don't always do that. You're right.
But, Kat, that's not what you're saying is not the league, though. It's great that they scored that many points in the painted area, but you've got to get more perimeter shooting.
You got to make perimeter shots, but you got to get the ball inside and take it back out. You got to go through the interior to get open. Watch Golden State.
Yeah.
They will drive the ball, kick. Dive it into the post, kick. But they make shots. We don't. That's the difference.
Through 20 games, and we'll get to the phone calls momentarily. Through 20 games, here's what I've seen. I've seen we talk about Justin all the time, Justin Fields. Patrick Williams, there's times where you could see his ability to shoot the ball from the outside.
Mm-hmm.
He just doesn't mix it up enough inside.
It's too deferential.
Is he not going to be a physical forward? Is he not going to mix it up in there and get the tough rebound? I mean, for his size, he could be able to get easy putbacks, offensive rebound putbacks. And I just like, after the night's over, it's like, was he out there in the fourth quarter? No. And if he was, what was he doing? Like 5 points last night. You're better than 5 points and five rebounds. I don't care how old he is.
Agreed.
When he realizes that, he could be a monster in this league.
He could. He can defend. He's a good guy. They like him in the room. His work ethic is reportedly outstanding. But I disagree with Sylvie. The trade, the Vucevic trade, Sylvie's going to be right. It was not a good deal. They gave up too much. Two ones. Another one that turned into Wagner, I think.
And Wendell Carter Jr.
And Wendell Carter Jr.
Yeah.
That's going to turn out Sylvie will be right. He's wrong that the Quintana deal wasn't as bad. This deal worse? No. The Quintana deal was worse because you had limited assets and you took the two best players in your system and traded them for a guy who was very mediocre.
I'll tell you one other thing as we go to the phone lines. this is emblematic of, and Shea, you tell me if I'm wrong, this is emblematic of a Billy Donovan team. This team just has to, they don't guard. I was called Nick Friedell, I remember on the show like a year ago. I go, this team was never going to be very good defensively. Why are you a hater, Hood? Why? Because they don't guard. You could see that clearly in the game yesterday. You got two big guys like Patrick Williams and Drummond on the floor. Someone's got to rotate over to protect the basket. Mm-hmm. Don't just stand there. It's like it's almost like they are not connected on who needs to be in front of whom.
Connected's a great word defensively.
You saw that.
Like five guys playing defense, not one-on-one.
Right. Right. I mean, if you're going to be a switching defense, which Tim Legler hates, by the way, if you ask Legler about switching, he'll trap you in a conversation for 2 hours. He hates it.
Right.
He believes this is your man, Manu Ball. This is your man. Take care of your guy.
Right.
But because it's switching, switch over. Don't just let guys go unencumbered to the basket time and time again.
Right. And if you're going to switch, you have to teach it and teach it really well and then execute it. I mean, Boston and Golden State have been switching defenses for years now. They've both kind of perennially been the top two defenses in the league. It works if you have guys who can execute it and you're teaching it effectively, but it doesn't feel like the Bulls are.
Rylander, Wisconsin. Here's Jim on ESPN 1000 with Cap and Jay Hood. Good morning, Jim.
Hi, guys. First time, long time.
What's up, man? How are you?
Hey, Jim.
I'm doing all right. I'm just getting tired of watching Patrick Williams stand on the behind a three-point line and not bang in for a rebound on the offensive shots. He just stands there like a statue.
Well, that's the same thing we saw with Lowry Markkanen, and how's that working out now?
Well, he's a good shooter, but what? Is Donovan want him back there and not want him to crash, or is he just soft? Let me ask you that.
That's a fair question, but just like we say with Justin Fields, same thing, right? I'm willing to wait for the development. I just want him to be a factor in the fourth quarter. That's all.
I don't disagree with what you're saying. I don't. His numbers speak for themselves. They are less than what you should expect from the fourth overall pick. My point is he's 21. He won't turn 22 till next August. Before we're so quick to just get him out of time, I see it on my Twitter all the time, trade him away. Well, you're not going to get the mother load back. You're going to be selling low on a 21-year-old player. Don't do that, or you're going to wake up and look at Lowry Markkanen and get 32, 38 the other night and go, huh, why didn't we see that? Because you were impatient.
I like Williams' game against Boston, though. He had 17 points. He was active in that game.
He was. I watched him. He was really very active.
Hoffman Estates. Here's James on ESPN 1000 on Cap and J-Hood. Good morning, James.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
What's up, man?
What's up, James?
Hey, I'm doing good. Thanks. Hey, Jonathan Hood, I actually met you a couple times back at the Illinois Media School. I was August 9th, 2016.
Okay. I'm sorry about that. I'm sorry you had to deal with me.
Hey, it was all good. You gave me some good advice. And just wanted to actually talk about the Bulls right now. I know you guys were talking about whether they should have been tanking or not. And I don't think they should be tanking. But what I do think they should be looking at is maybe retooling. You know, maybe around the trade deadline, look at maybe moving Kobe White, or I really do like Javonte Green. I love his energy, his defense, but we really do need another perimeter shooter. And maybe we look at a guy last night like Jordan Clarkson. Maybe he could come off the bench and be that guy around there who could hit some threes for us.
Okay, but you're not getting a lot back for Javonte Green. Love his energy.
They kind of need him.
I mean, Javonte Green, there's a lot of those types of guys.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you go back to Gar Pax. They had a guy in camp.
Yeah.
And they let him go for nothing. His name was Spencer Dinwiddie.
Guy's been a beast. Yeah.
Max Strus,
yeah,
who will be one of the most sought-after perimeter free agents this summer. He'll get $40, $50 million. He was with the Bulls. Tore his ACL with the Windy City Bulls, I believe.
I called that game. I called his games at Windy City.
Yeah. And they let him go. And that was not Pax. That was AK. Nah, we're good. And he went and rehabbed down in Miami, signed with them. That guy can fill it up.
Bulls are going to make the playoffs, Cap.
They're not.
You know why I'm going to win that? Because even though Indiana's off to a good start at 12-8, that's not real. They're trying to tank. They're trying to get into the lottery. and Washington won't be good. And so now it's up to the Bulls to be able to get in that top eight, and I think that they will. The only problem is that the Cavs actually are going to be good this year with Donovan Mitchell.
Hold on a second. Heat, Raptors, Sixers, Pacers, Cavs, Bucks, Celtics. I mean,
there's a couple of teams that won't be there, but the Bulls will.
I don't think they make the top eight. I don't.
Yeah.
I hope I'm wrong.
Sandwich bet, Watto?
Done.
How about that?
Done.
You got that, Shay?
Marked it down. It's on my notepad.
You think they could be in top eight, Shay? Play in?
I think if we're asking the question, can you be a top eight, then you really do have to start thinking about tanking, because if you don't make the playoffs and you don't get a pick, that's a real disaster.
Yeah.
Well, what a 2022 answer that is. You don't make the top eight, tank. Just give up.
Well, I'm just saying, because if you're in the middle, you don't get a draft pick at all. It's got to be top four or you don't pick. That's the problem. It's the context that makes it, you kind of have those two choices.
Cap, there you have it. See that?
Yep.
You don't make the top eight, quit.
Quit. Give everyone away. Start over. Wow.
That's the best, isn't it? These kids. Just throw in the towel, Cap.
Crazy.
Give all the money to LaVine, DeRozan, Vucevic. Ah!
Didn't work. Get rid of them all.
We will have what was the worst weekends and take more of your phone calls on Cap and J-Hood next.
Wow.
Listening to Cap and Jay Hood at home is easier than setting your coffee maker.
This picture of domestic happiness is missing something.
Just tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
What a way to start the day.
Cap and Jay Hood.
On Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
This is breaking news. Whoa. On Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
We turn now to veteran newsman David Emmanuel Kaplan with breaking news here on Cap and Jay Hood. David.
Well, tough injury news continues for the Chicago Bears. Jonathan, according to Mike Garofolo and Ian Rappaport, sources tell them that Eddie Jackson has suffered what appears to be a significant Lisfranc injury in Sunday's loss to the Jets. He's still receiving opinions on his foot. He is considered out indefinitely. Another tough loss for Chicago.
We turn now to Shay Norling with a further evaluation of this news. Shay, how do you look at this now for the Chicago Bears in their future?
I'm looking at it over the cap right now. Next season, $0 guaranteed. 2024, $0 guaranteed. Feels like the Bears kind of effectively have a cap or a team option here. I wonder, this is a brutal injury. I wonder if this ends his time in Chicago. Shot or no shot, perhaps.
Okay, according to the Google machine, how do you treat a Lisfranc injury? This is from the Cleveland Clinic.
Yes, which shot is or a, no shot, by the way.
Oh, it's a shot, 100%.
That he's done?
That he's done here.
With the Chicago Bears.
A shot. I'm not saying he is. It's a shot. His dead cap money drops from... What did he say? 24 to 15? Or
24
no?
to 9.
To 9.
$15 million off your dead cap. He's $0 guaranteed next year.
Yeah.
That's a shot that he could be done completely with the Chicago Bears.
Most people will wear a cast or boot between 6 and 12 weeks, but it can take a year or more to return to intense exercise like running or playing a sport.
Here you go, Kaplan, too. If you cut him post June 1st, it's 3.9 dead cap. You save 13.1 against the cap next season.
Bye-bye.
Damn.
This is his best season he's had since 2018, too, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's played pretty well.
Charlie, just for him having one turnover, getting, you know, being able to get one of those is the best he's had.
We're all relative here.
Right?
All relative, but yes.
Not good. Not good.
Wow.
So all of a sudden...
No Eddie Jackson? That's really a turnover now in your secondary. You got Brisker and Gordon.
And Jalen Johnson,
yeah,
who's young. Kendall Vildor is an extra. All of a sudden now you're like, hold on a second now. I got to get a starting free safety. Yeah. You're going to have all the cap space in the world. First of all, guys got to pick you.
Say that again, Charlie.
You don't need to worry about linebacker. We got Jack Sanborn. Maybe he can play safety, too.
Oh.
Find out what a Swiss Army knife he is.
I'd like to know.
Line him up in the slot.
I'd like to know, Shay.
Not good.
What kind of Swiss Army knife is Jack Sanborn?
It's not good.
Cap, that, and so all this focus on Justin Fields, and I've been trying to say this, it's more than just Justin's development. That's the number one thing, but you have 10 things that you got to be worried about with this Bears team for them to be a perennial winner, let alone the Super Bowl.
Correct.
A lot.
Cannot disagree with you. And if you look at the free agent, again, free agent's not the panacea everyone thinks it is because there's not always a lot of guys there. But free agent safeties, Jordan Poyer, he's going to be 32. Jimmy Ward, 32. Adrian Amos, you could bring him back.
Mm-mm. Because
Devin McCourty's going to be 36.
Mm-mm.
I mean, there's not a lot. Julian Love. Julian Love's a good player. The Giants.
Okay, so this is tough, Cap, because this is one of the pillars we've talked about with Eddie Jackson. Right? We talk about pillars on this team.
Right.
Eddie Jackson's one of them. Liz Frank injury, pretty serious.
Yes.
So you got to look for this in the draft or in free agency. Do you want to lean draft and get even younger? Because that's where you're going. Young quarterback with Justin Fields. You laid it out, I think, earlier today, right? Mm-hmm. Two or three offensive linemen. One or two wide receivers.
At least.
Two or three guys that can be able to get to the quarterback in this defense that Eberflus has put together.
How about a couple of run stuffers?
And then someone to replace Eddie Jackson in free safety?
Yeah. You got a lot of holes, man.
But hey, saving $13 million against the cap?
Priceless.
That cap space gets even bigger?
Priceless.
Guys. I think I heard during Crosstalk yesterday, Waddle brought up a great point that how do you make a millionaire start as a billionaire? I do get a little afraid when you have all that money, you end up spending a lot of it in the wrong spots just because it's there.
Yeah, although polls has said just because we have the space does not mean I'm spending all of it because he's going to save for a Justin extension. They're going to have a lot on their plate here. If they let David Montgomery walk out the door.
More than likely.
And there's a list of really good running backs, and they're not all going to get paid.
You know what? That is true. Or they'll get paid the price, obviously, teams look for, right?
No, like Saquon. Saquon's a free agent. He's going to get paid, and it won't be here.
Right.
That's not happening.
Right. You need some game changers, though, Cap. You got to have them. So let's go to the phone lines and talk to you. This breaking news about Eddie Jackson, Liz Frank injury. 312-332-ESPN is our phone number. Yeah, you're right. The 2023 free agent running back class is stacked, Cap. Josh Jacobs, Saquon Barkley, Miles Sanders, Tony Pollard, David Montgomery, we talked about. You know, Devin Singletary, Raheem Mostert, Rashad Penny. Those are the guys. I mean, it's a lot. But how much do you value that? In a rebuild.
You better value running the football. That's what you do here.
I'm talking about it paying through the nose for one, though.
Oh, I don't think you will. I was listening to Carmen Yerk talk about that yesterday. You cannot... Saquon Barkley's a great football player. You cannot say he's not. You're in no position to go out and overpay to get that guy? Stop.
It's a luxury, right? Like, that's a luxury.
Like, if you told me the Buffalo Bills had some salary cap space and they went... Okay, we're going to take the next step here. Okay, you're rolling the dice thing and you're winning the Super Bowl. We're going to overpay for who?
The Bears are going to spend a lot of time in the Darrington Inn. Go to number 21.
Yeah, what's his name?
Darrington Evans.
Evans.
Who we didn't know until we watched the game.
Khalil Herbert, if he comes back healthy, Tristan Ebner, and there'll be a billion more guys in the draft.
Adam and Wheaton, what do you think of Eddie Jackson?
So... I saw something on Facebook. I don't know how true or legit it is, but with Eddie Jackson possibly being let go, I know we have the second pick and they're looking at Anderson from Alabama. So now, if possibly letting Eddie Jackson go, does this trade make a lot more sense where we trade our second pick to Seattle for their fourth, their 16th, their 34th, and they're 115th. I'll hang up, let you guys discuss.
Yeah, I don't think you're getting all four of those.
No, but I know the Bears are open for business.
No question.
So whatever scenario you want to paint is fine, but you're open for business. Now, Shay, here's the question. What do you want to do if you're the Bears? What do you want to do? Because, like I said, for me, the cap space is more important than the draft picks for me, because I want the Bears to win sooner than later. But when you have so much that you got to deal with, so many holes to fill, you're going to fill it with some draft. But again, with free agency, I just don't want some old veteran in there.
Right, and that's part of the problem with NFL free agency is you're working on market value. You're not necessarily working on player value. Like Orlando Brown is the best left tackle available. He may not be a top five left tackle in football anymore. He's going to be the highest paid tackle next year.
But not probably not with the Bears, though, right?
Correct. I mean, but that's the way it works, and that's kind of the fear when you look at all the cap spaces. The nature of the NFL is overpaying for free agents.
Why can't you get Orlando Brown? He's 26 years old.
You can, for sure, but that the point I'm making is you're going to have to overpay, and that's the point Hoodie's making. Free agency's great. You have the cap space that you can overpay. You just have to make sure you're overpaying in the right spots. It's really important to hit if you're going to do it all in one season.
Yeah, I'm overpaying at left tackle. I have got to fix left tackle, period. And then I got to get a three technique that stops the run.
Yeah.
Like, God.
You need yesterday.
Yeah, they run it right down our throat. Not going to fix everything in one off season. You're not.
You're building it toward it. Yeah, that's for sure. But I look at this depth chart every day, Cap, and I'm looking, all I see is, I see players, but I also see a lot of players that won't be here next season. Especially on the defensive line, I'm looking at this like Armand Watts and Justin Jones. And
you realize that Armand Watts got a sack the other day.
Yeah.
That was the first sack by a Bears defensive lineman since week 6 against the Commanders.
Yeah. Yeah, the bread and butter for the Bears has been Bears defense and run the football. Not a lot of defense.
Not good.
Not this season.
So, tough news.
We will have the Cap and J-Hood cut of the day and take more of your phone calls. Eddie Jackson with a Liz Frank injury. Is this the end for Eddie Jackson? Your thoughts next.
It's Cap and J-Hood on Chicago's Home for Sports. Follow the show on Twitter at CapJHood. This is ESPN 1000.
Coming up at 10 o'clock, followed by Carmen and Yurko at 12, Waddle and Sylvie at 2, Bleck and Abdallah at 6. You need some milk, Cap? Need some milk?
Wow. He's carrying like 6 jugs, like gallons. 6 he's carrying. That's impressive.
This city, boy. Right outside the old National Bank Studios, you just never know, Shay, what you're going to see.
That was odd.
That guy was just carrying like 6 gallons.
6 gallons of milk. And it looked like it was skim.
Yes.
Because it had the light blue. It had the royal blue top, so that's 2%.
I think it was 2% milk.
2% milk. 6 of them.
Now, where is he? Now where would he be going with that?
Maybe he's just working out, man. Just doing a weighted run or a weighted jog early in the morning.
So if he drops one, the workout has failed, right?
Correct.
Damn it.
Damn, I dropped. Tomorrow we go for 7.
Then stray cats come out of the alley, too, and lick it up off the sidewalk.
Wow.
Can we slide in one more before the Cap and J cut of the day? I just want to, because we're talking about Eddie Jackson, the breaking news we just had moments ago.
Quickly.
Eddie Jackson.
Liz Frank injury significant, out indefinitely, which would mean his season's over. And there could be a lengthy recovery process.
What do you think about that, James and Gurney?
Hey, boys, happy belated Thanksgiving. I love you guys. I just think, man, I was all baked last night. No one's listening on this radio, right? So I was super baked. And I had epiphany that, especially now hearing Eddie, we just got to, Cappy, you're right, we got to build this up front. We got to figure out Braxton Jones isn't the answer. We keeping Tevin, Whitehair staying. We got to build it in the front on the offensive defensive line. That's where I'm focusing most of my energy next year, whether it's the draft, whether it's free agency, because that, and it's in my mind, that's how these teams are built. Because that's going to take the deficiencies of some of the cornerbacks and maybe the receivers and give Justin time. So let's just build this from the inside out. Take our time. I know we got to spend a certain amount of money, but we got to build this thing. Cap, you're right. We got to build it up front on both sides of the ball, and then work our way on the outs, on the back end, and on the wide out. So everybody wants a new wide receiver, but if you can't protect Justin, he's going to get killed. So let's just refocus this. Eddie was actually playing a lot better. Mm-hmm. He missed a couple tackles, but still sucks. I don't think he's ever going to be the same. So let's just build this thing up front on both sides of the ball, and it'll take away the deficiencies on the back end a little bit, and we'll just fill in as we go. So I just think it's time to start up front. Man, love you guys.
I love you. Again, he said Braxton's not the answer.
I don't know that.
Exactly. Like, I want the best left tackle we can get. And let this kid just develop. He was a fifth-round pick. He's, what, 21 years old?
Mm-hmm.
He's got to get stronger. Watch him play. He doesn't have a strong enough base. I was asking Olin about him. He's like, he's got ability. He's just not physically ready.
Because he's a kid. He's young.
Yes.
Unlike Velus Jones, who's old.
Correct.
30.
25. I'm not sure it matters.
But that's so sure, man.
That's what the first thing I'm addressing, as he said,
the line.
Left tackle,
yeah,
and a three technique and somebody that can rush the passer.
Yeah.
Those are three massive needs.
And what is, and again, all of this is about Justin. All of it. Offensive line, defense, it's all about his development and his ability to win. Help him win.
Like, what do you do if the Lions call you and said, okay, we're coming up to two. We want your pick. We're going to take whoever. C.J. Stroud, Bryce Young, Will Levis, whoever it is.
I'm open for business.
Shea wouldn't trade with them because they're in the division. I don't care. If I think my team's
better. I wouldn't. I'd do it in a heartbeat. I said I don't know that the Bears would, because why would you facilitate them getting a star quarterback behind a great offensive line?
Because in my opinion, maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah.
You look at a trade and you go, am I better today with the trade?
Here's the Cap and J-Hood cut of the day brought to you by
Chicago Cut Steakhouse.
Yo.
Yes, it's boring, but it's a sport.
Oh!
Whatever.
Cut it.
It's not boring.
Okay, then you're boring.
All right, cut!
42.
Yeah, that's more like it.
All right, DH.
Like, I've got a friend from Cuba. He's one of my best friends. Billy Alvarez.
Yes. How old is he?
He says he's 64.
What do you think?
71.
All right, that's enough.
Yo.
Yes, it's boring, but it's a sport.
Oh!
Whatever.
Cut it.
It's not boring.
Okay, then you're boring.
All right, cut!
Brought to you by...
That would be Chicago Cut Steakhouse, David Flom, and Matt Moore's great creation. Try the lobster salad with the champagne vinaigrette dressing. You'll thank me later. And get the Newski bacon. Oh, insanely good.
Judging Abreu's age. Bill O'Capley here.
Hey.
Stop.
Whatever it takes to get off the island, kid.
Stony? Blue? Which island are you talking about?
That'd be Cuba.
Thank you for listening and being part of the program here on ESPN 1000. That's a new slogan, by the way, at the airport. Whatever you guys do to get off the island, kid. That's at the airport.
I told you, one of the Latin players said to me, I go, why are you so impatient at the plate? You don't walk off the island. You hit your way off the island.
Thank you for listening.
That was Sammy.
Thank you, Shea. Thank you, Charlie. So long, everybody. So long, Sammy.
Take that.